USA Radio News with John
Hunt. The White House and some of its Republican allies in the Senate are signaling that they would like to extend, at least temporarily, a $600 per week expanded jobless benefit that has helped keep families and the economy afloat during the COVID-19 pandemic. Republicans have been fighting to trim back the $600 jobless benefit in the next coronavirus package, but President Donald Trump suggested they could accept keeping the full $600 benefit for the moment. The president said, "We want temporary extension of enhanced unemployment benefits. This will provide a critical bridge for Americans who lost their jobs to the pandemic, and it has to be a substantial amount." Democrats are rejecting a piecemeal approach, saying the next relief bill needs to move as a complete package. Talks on the relief bill are at a standstill with few reasons for optimism, despite a sweeping agreement among Washington's top power players that Congress must pass further relief in the next coming days or weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
As major cities are announcing their schooling decisions for the upcoming year, Washington, D.C. has added theirs by saying public schools will begin the year virtually on August 31st, according to Mayor Muriel Bowser. Bowser seemed to allude to the teachers' union unwillingness to return to the classroom as a factor in her decision, and she said, "You know, I'm going to speak candidly. If we don't have teachers who want to come in person, we'll have to find another set of adults who will." Herman Cain, the former presidential candidate and former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, has died from coronavirus. He tested positive for COVID-19 on June 29th and was hospitalized July 1st after developing symptoms. Cain was a co-chair for the Black Voices for Trump, and his last public appearance was at President Trump's June rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Cain was also battling stage 4 colon cancer and at the age of 74 was considered an increased risk for the coronavirus, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A bus driver of Asian descent was physically assaulted in San Francisco while trying to enforce mask rules. The driver, who was employed by San Francisco's Municipal Railway, or Muni, was struck by a wooden bat several times while attempting to escort three men off the bus when they refused to put on masks, according to the San Francisco Police Department. Officer Robert Rueca, the department's spokesman, said a preliminary investigation does not indicate race is a factor in this assault. No arrests have yet been made. The three men reportedly boarded the bus without wearing their mask. After they refused the driver's order to comply with the facial covering requirement, the driver pulled the bus over. An altercation ensued as the driver tried to escort the men off the bus and they fled the scene. New studies are showing that COVID-19 symptoms can linger for weeks and months after a diagnosis, may be wide-ranging, and include everything from joint pain and fevers to hair loss and double vision. In fact, those patients, self-nicknamed the long haulers, reported experiencing 98 different symptoms in a survey that was just released. According to Natalie Lambert, an associate professor of medicine at Indiana University School of Medicine, said they're not quite sick enough to be hospitalized, but they are suffering from very severe symptoms for longer times while staying at home. Lambert partnered with a COVID-19 support group called Survivor Corps to survey patients on the group's Facebook page about their symptoms. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.